The topic of Nazi medicine many see as grotesque and often very disturbing. However, the field of study and the historiography around it has not changed very much in the way that these horrific events are viewed. In fact, really the only thing that has changed in the half a century of studying this topic is the source base. As you begin to look at scholarship from directly after the Nuremberg trials, you begin to see that the only thing that historians were really studying at that time were simply the transcripts and the statements from the doctors themselves from the Nuremberg trials. And they really weren't going beyond simply the doctors' testimonies and what the actual reports from the concentration camps were. It wasn't until around 20, 30 years later that scholars really started covering the policies surrounding what had happened and what led to these atrocities being committed inside the concentration camps. And even after that, even three decades later, we begin to really see a broadening of source base to the victims themselves. When you get to the victims themselves, you often find that it adds a new level of almost horror to this subject, because not only is the reader able to get a first-hand account of what the environment of these concentration camps were like, but you also get to see simply what it was like to witness someone being picked by one of these doctors to be part of the human experimentation that was going on over the course of those almost 5 years. On the historiographical side of this topic, you don't really see a shift in historiographical stances throughout scholars. It is often almost always intentionalist or a form of social or almost even structuralist history throughout the almost half a century of study. So in that way, the field hasn't changed much simply because it is widely considered to be an unethical sort of horror of human history that should never be repeated. Though, there is a question that almost begs to be asked. If any of the results gathered from these unethical experiments have any use in today's medicine, is there any way that we as a society can recreate these experiments in a humane environment and produce the same results? We simply may never know.